You're listening to Racing HQ with Steve Hewlett on Radio Tab.
2.5 furlongs left to cover. Emmett McNamara gets to work on Serpentine now. He's still got 8 or 10 lengths over Khalifa Sat. Oran Navian down the outside. Cabaco is trying to stay on behind these. A furlong and a half left for the leader, the last home. Serpentine still by 8 to 10 lengths over Khalifa Sat. Oran Navian, Mogul and Cabaco. And Serpentine is not stopping. He's made it all. He's out clear all the way. It's 6 or 7 lengths still. And Serpentine for a remarkable win in the Investec Derby. Khalifa Sat maybe second.
That was July 2020. The caller summed it up beautifully. He led. He led by a margin. He won by a margin. 5.5. We saw him show solid form on the weekend behind Surefire, and he was quite tenacious on the line and holding his ground all the way to the line. Lloyd Williams colours, of course, Serpentine, and Lloyd Williams again is joining us on our big Cup Eve preview. We greatly appreciate your time. Lloyd, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Steve. I trust you're well. You just had young James on. I listened to you there with James. Got a few horses with James at Newmarket, but he's got a nice horse, James. Got a very nice horse. But it'd be hard to beat James's horse, I think.
Can I just ask you, with Point and a P, and you just decided you had to scratch that horse?
Oh, he's got a elevated blood, so we took him out. So that's the little thing that happens. It's kind of strangely enough, actually, the 25th horse in the ballot was ours, actually. So yeah, we could have got him in. But anyway, that's an aside. So, you know, he's for another day, Point to Pen. But next year, perhaps, this time next year, not a bad type of stayer, actually. But young stayer. It was in Ireland originally with Joseph O'Brien. But there we are. But I think, you know, you're on the right track, and having young James Ferguson there, had pretty good experience, James Ferguson. John Ferguson, his father, as you would well know, ran Godolphin for just on 20 years. So he's got a family of good history. I would think that the horse will run pretty well.
Lloyd, what about this weight increase? You know, people are asking about Dover Legends, you know, comparisons with Cross Counter and York Rekindling, and he just goes up in the weight.
You need to be, Steve, you need to be a historian. The last three-year-old that was weighted at that level was Kew Gardens. He didn't come. He was a horse of Aidens, very good horse, a three-year-old. He was weighted at 55. I don't think the weight's the stopper. See, these weights have been raised this year. They're up a kilo. It's an extremely weak race, this race, when you look at the top. You know, it's, you know, I think that Gold Trip's a good horse, but he's won one race in his life, and he's the top weight. Now, when Greg did this, he didn't have a natural top weight, so it was a very difficult. You know, you have to have a 58er, and he raised all the weights, and you know that's the reason why you know people are looking at Dover Legend. But comparatively, I don't see the weights going to stop him. The only thing that possibly might stop him is the fact that does he run 2 miles? I'm not sure whether he'll run 2 miles, but James, I think, is pretty confident he will. So, and he's training him, so I'd be guided by James. But I don't believe the weight will stop him comparatively to the other horses in the race.
Yeah, and he looks like he's got a bit of turn-up speed as well. He's not a grinding sort of horse, is he?
Oh, no. He's a proper horse. He's a proper horse. But the, you know, the form at Goodwood when he ran second was pretty good. Gay's horse ran third in that race. Ryan Moore dropped his whip, actually, on Gay's horse, but ran third in that race. And then he came out in the Voltature. You know, I heard you referring to the fact that Charlie's horse that went on and won the Cup with Kieran McAvoy on it ran second in the Voltature. I'm not too sure whether Charlie was actually too concerned about him running second that day. I was actually there at York that day, and so I'm not too sure that it was absolutely full bore that day. So I wouldn't take any guide on the fact that he ran second. I think he could have won if he wanted to. You have a look at the replay that went to the line with a bob of the head. So I don't think it was that's so, you know, but just See, the difference is that people are looking at the fact of rekindling and Charlie's horse being down in the weights. But this is a different weighted race here, much weaker race. But one thing you can be certain of is that 1, 2, and 3 in this race, at least one, maybe two, will be overseas horses. It happens every year. So I'm sure it will be this year. I think it's very, very difficult. If you don't want to back James's horse, it's a very, very open race, I think. But it's pretty obvious to me that he's entitled to be favourite. He's very short now at 5-2, I think, in the old language. That's pretty short for a Melbourne Cup horse. There was probably some doubt at 3,200. Don't think he's a doubt at the weight. I think he's a doubt. If he's any doubt, he's at 3,200.
I want to ask you about the ground, if it rains, and James did touch on it, but you know a lot about the breeding in it as well. This See the Stars.
Yep.
What do you think about it does get soft for Dover?
Well, it was the horse that, you know, a wonderful man, good friend of mine, John Ox, trained See the Stars. Probably the performance of See the Stars as a three-year-old. He won 5 Group 1 races as a three-year-old, See the Stars, unbeaten, and finishing with the arc. See the Stars never went any further than a mile and a half himself. See the Stars were the half-brother to Galileo, both out of the same mare. He was a Cape Cross horse. They're not renowned as two-milers, I'd have to say, but See the Stars was such a good horse himself. John Ox was such a good trainer that, you know, you'd probably never doubt it. It's like Galileo's, you know, what Aidan has said to me any number of times, they're capable of doing anything. But now that's come to an end, Galileo, but it's the same sort of family. So I wouldn't say that they can't win, but Cape Cross, as a stallion, he wasn't exactly a two-miler, but See the Stars was a very brilliant horse, Steve. But and the dam side of this horse is, I think it's pretty stout. It's stout enough to get the 2 miles. So time will tell there. Yeah. Best horse in the race, whether he gets 2 miles, I don't know. But, you know, you can have a pick at another 10 or 11 horses, I think, outside of that, if you leave the favourite out. Pretty difficult race. There, you know, you go down to the bottom and see Anthony Friedman's horse.
Realm of Flowers. Is,
no, a, yeah, but, you know, he's on 50 kilos. You know, if it's a wet track, God, it's got a good chance. You know, nothing can give me more pleasure to see Anthony win the race. Anthony Friedman's a very good trainer. He had the experience of Maccabee Davis, so it's not as if they don't understand how to train mares to get 2 miles, isn't it? They won the Friedman's won twice with Maccabee Davis. David Hall won the first one, as you might remember, but the Friedman's won the next two with Maccabee. So they understand mares, and this mare's got no weight, and in the Metropolitan probably was a bit unlucky. Yes. Whether that form's good enough to win the Melbourne Cup, I don't know, but 50 kilos helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, yeah, you're right about that. Metrop, she was wide outside Durston the whole way, and Durston confirmed the form.
Yeah. I think Durston would have had a good chance in this race, if he wanted to leave out the favourite. It's a bit like looking at the top, you know, and looking at Gold Trip. You know, has he got too much weight? He's a decent horse. Has he got too much weight for this sort of horse that's won one race in his life? It's like looking at Dan O'Brien's horse, Young Worker. He's a decent horse too, but he's won one race in his life. So it's a bit like looking at our horse, Serpentine. Hasn't won a race since the Epsom Derby.
Which was extraordinary, mind you, wasn't it?
Well, you know, he's a decent horse. We just haven't been able to get him going, and he's probably just turned the corner for us, to be perfectly honest.
Did the headgear help? You changed the gear on the weekend.
Well, we changed the gear on him. Yeah, it did help him. It did help him. In fact, that run helped him a lot on Saturday. He's terrific this morning, and he was super yesterday, actually. So he might have come on. He might have come on. I'm living in hopes he has come on, but he gives me every indication. He looks really well. Looks absolutely super. Best we've had him in the 9 months. What's he been here? Nine or 10 months.
Even though beaten, he was strong on the line, wasn't he? He wasn't giving up.
Johnny didn't know how to ride him properly, and he knows how to ride him properly now. I made a couple of mistakes there. But it's my Irish friend, Johnny Allen, he won't make the same mistakes this time.
He just had to change the whip over a couple of times, Lloyd, did he? Did he change the whip on him a few times? Did he up against the fence?
Yeah, but that wasn't the problem. That wasn't the problem. I'm not going to tell you the problem, but he won't make that mistake this time.
But no doubt he'll be rolling forward with Gaze from out wide.
He should be. Yeah, Gaze horse will probably lead. We're drawn next to each other, 23 and 24. It's a bit of an omen for me, 23, because I had one of my very good young friends die this year, Shane Moore, number 23, and it's a bit of an omen for me. So it's quite funny, actually, this horse is number 13 as well, and what a nuisance was 1913 and 1985. So, you know, if you believe in omens, but there we are. That doesn't win you races, but there you go. I don't think I've got much more to tell you, Steve, about this race. Oval Legend, or have your pick.
Can I ask you about the
son of... Serpentine's very well presented, eh?
Can I ask you about Without a Fight? We just heard from his trainer as well, Ed Crisford, or co-trainer.
Yeah.
What do you make of him?
I think he's got a chance. You know, as I said to you before, I think the international horses will be in the money. I'm sure that horse will be in the money. He's a Teofilo horse. He'll run the trip. And I'm sure that the Crispets, Simon Crispet was the general manager or the managing director or the chief executive of Godolphin for 20 or 25 years. He came here often enough, so he knows what to do. It's going to run well. Kimora for the Hazers will run well. Kimora's got a very interesting situation. He's won two races over there for Geo Lions in Ireland. And they're very good races if you want to look at the form.
I did a bit.
He won the Curragh
around
Cup.
Your good horse, Cleveland.
Well, forget Cleveland, but he won the Curragh Cup, Kimora, and the year before he won the Group 3 race at Leopardstown on Champions Day. Now, you know, good horses win those races. So he's had a lot of ins and outs in between. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked by Kimora. I've got no idea how he's going. I haven't been at Werribee this year. I haven't got any horses there, so I've got no idea. But he's got Irish form that doesn't entitle him to be 50-1. But he's, I take no notice of his run in the Derby.
Yeah, what was the story there at the Curragh? Was it too wet or he just didn't? What was the story there?
I don't know. I've got nothing to do with the horse. So, but all I'm telling you is he's won two races over there, which are not a bad form races. They're good form races. Mm. Ireland, I know a bit about. Whether he's going any good here or good, I don't know. Wouldn't shock me.
No, yeah, well, you're right. I just looked into a couple of his runs as well. But, yeah, the day two ago in that Curragh Cup, he beat Gear Up, that then came out and won the Ballyroan, defeating Cleveland in that race.
Gear Up was going well at the time, Steve. Gear Up was going very well. He was at Joseph's. So, but go back 12 months before that on Champions Day when he won at Leopardstown. He was, you know, I don't know. Geo Lyons is a very good trainer in Ireland. Very good. Top level. So I'm not sure. So Ben and J.D. Hayes have got the job in front of them, taking one over from Geo Lyons.
Mm.
He's too good for me, Geo Lyons. So it's like taking one over from Aidan O'Brien. You can't improve them. So that's what I'm trying to do with Serpentine, take one over from Aidan O'Brien. Not too sure whether I can walk on water. So there you are, Steve.
Yeah, that's Kimora. But you're right about Leopardstown as well, because that second horse, Kimora beat Thunder Kiss, and it came out and won its next two, including Group 1 placing. So you're right.
Yeah. Don't dismiss him.
Just back to Gold Trip. They're taking the blinkers off, Lloyd, and everyone keeps referring to this arc effort some years ago, which was tremendous in a strong arc. Stradivarius was in that beat. This horse beat Stradivarius and a couple of other very talented horses, Enable and so on. But he's just a, you know, that weight does worry a few of us, doesn't it? And as you said, the one win.
Sonny, I've got a horse sitting here at Ren Fifth in the arc. And, you know, I can't win a mile and a half race with him. So I don't know. But I don't like form when you try and tell me about the form of what a horse did when he didn't win. But he ran a good race in a big race. You know, it's a good way of selling them. But I don't know if it's a good way of wanting to buy them.
Can I get your thoughts on Jewess? She was hard in the market.
I like it. I like Edward Cummings. I like the horse. I just wonder about its preparation, but I like it. Of the two mares, I prefer Edward's horse rather over David Payne's horse.
Monophilia.
That's only my opinion. So my opinion is not worth much, but there we are. But I do like the horse. I don't know. It gives every indication to run 2 miles, but you know, it's a multiple Group One winner. It's amazing, isn't it? Gold Trip there, who sits on top of them, hasn't won a Group One race, and you've got these horses, both those mares, multiple Group One winners, sitting below them. You know, and they've got 55.5, which is 57.5. If you add the two back, and that's the same weight as Gold Trip. Gold Trip hasn't done anything in the winner's circle. So, you know, I wonder about Gold Trip. I wonder. I saw his run in the Cox Plate. He had absolutely no luck in the Cox Plate. Jamie Spencer didn't know where he was, I don't think. So, I'm not sure about Gold Trip, 57.5, getting 2 miles. Maybe I see that, you know, the Mar Eustace team said it's their best chance in the race. I would have thought probably myself. I'd sooner think Smoke and Roman's the better of their chances.
Mm. What did you make of his Caulfield Cup effort there? He rolled on speed.
Oh, fair, I thought. Fair. Everyone's criticised Jamie Carr's ride, but it was, you know, just a fair effort. But, you know, he did win the Naturalism and he won the Turnbull, which is not bad form. I like the Turnbull form. There's a lot of horses in this Melbourne Cup have come through the Turnbull. If you go back through the last decade or so, Steve, have a look at how many horses that have run in the Turnbull and gone on and won the Melbourne Cup. It's not a bad form guy. Second. But so, you know, Young Worth is an example of that. But, you know, he's only won one race too, so he's a difficult one.
What about Knight's Order?
I've got nothing much to offer you here. Serpentine's improved. He's got a bit of the Macedon and Lodge polish, you know, sort of polish that Aidan O'Brien hasn't given him. I'm joking, of course. But there we are. He'll run well. But James Ferguson's got a very nice horse, the favourite.
Knight's Order, you want to be? I just want to touch on it because I know you, it's going in the mix, I think. Goes forward here with Serpentine, was brave in the Caulfield Cup, you know, handles the wet. What do you make of Knight's Order?
Who's this again? What are you asking me about?
Knight's Order? Do you have a thought
on it? Knight's Order will run really well, I think. And if it's heavy, terrific chance, I think. Genuine two-miler, loves the soft, terrific front-running rider, Tim Clark. Can't get anyone better than Gay and keeping him fit. So, love it.
We had Gay on. It sounded like she was leaning towards Knights over the other one, Who You Mel. She thought maybe next year for it.
Yeah. Well, Gay's terrific. You know, she's terrific for every reason, Gay. She's fantastic for the industry.
She certainly is.
Everyone in the industry was like Gay, it'd be a well-promoted industry, wouldn't it?
It would. Like, just out of your cup winners...
I've got my phone ringing here, and it's her husband. So I better leave you, Steve, talk to him, hadn't I?
Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Okay, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lloyd Williams joining us on our cup preview. So, yeah, he did send me a message yesterday, just the horses that he would be considering in no particular order are these horses that we commented on, most of them, including the favourite, obviously, Deauville Legend, Without a Fight, Kimora, and also Jewess. Knight's Order Gold Trip, and he just mentioned here Smoke and Romans and Realm of Flowers as well, and of course his own horse in Serpentine as well. But it's always interesting, isn't it, to chat with Lloyd Williams.